Okay, so the second cutting of clover or grass. The second cutting.
Oh.
What do you call that old dead dry grass?
The dead grass I didn't mean?
Yeah.
Well, I call it dead grass. Right. A lot of grass dies earlier, and of course this stuff, some gets dies earlier than others.
Yeah.
And I'd call it dead. You said after you cut it, you don't cut it once and go cut it a second time?
Yeah. And then grass that's left over on the ground.
Oh, that's just dried up hay.
Okay.
Call it.
Yeah.
We always have a little of that, you know, left on the ground, scattered, dried.
Yeah. When you... Okay, talking about wheat. Wheat is tied up into...
bones.
Okay. And then they're piled up into a...
shocks.
Okay. What's done with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
What's thrashed or combined?
What's that?
We used to thrash them, and then now they combine them, you know.
What's that oat?
It's a machine that took place of the thrasher. We used to set the thrasher, we cut them and shock them out there in the field like I said, shock them. And then we get a thrasher to come to us, a farm, and we set them thrashing. And now, they combine this stuff, all of the barley, wheat, oats, and rye, and everything. Just combine it. That clips it and cuts it and thrashes it all at the same time.
So you say that oats?
Right. They combine all of it.
Okay. Say if there was some job that we had to do today, say just the two of us. You could say either we'll have to do it, or you could say, talking to me, you'd say.
We got to get that job done now.
Okay, but talking to me, you might say we, or you might say,
I've got to get it done.
Or me too, though, mm-hmm. It'd be.
Yeah.
Would you say me and you, or how'd you say that?
Well, I'd call your name and say, we've got that job to do, we just want to get at it and get it done.
Okay.
That's the way I'd go ahead.
Okay. And talking about this, would you ever say this job is for both of us, or this job is for all two of us, or
how? For both of us.
Both of us. Okay. Talking about how tall you are, you say he's not as tall as...
Not as tall as I am.
Okay. Or I'm not as tall as...
As you.
Or...
He.
Okay. And you say he can do that better than...
I can.
Okay. If something belongs to me, then you'd say it's...
That's mine.
Okay. Or if it belongs to me, then it's...
It's hers.
Okay, or you...
Ours. Man.
Okay. If it belongs to you, then it's...
Mine.
Okay, or what about say it's you?
Say what?
That you would say if something belongs to me, then you'd
say.
Oh, I
see, that's it. Well, that's yours.
Okay. And if it belongs to them, then it's
ours, by the way I'd say it.
Okay.
Both two different parties would
be,
you know, man and wife, too, I guess what you're referring to and speaking about.
Okay, and if you say it belongs to us, then it's ours. If it belongs to them, then
it's theirs.
Okay. And it belongs to him, then
it's a his.
Okay. Do you ever say his'em? How does that sound?
Well, I guess it would be all right.
Yeah. Do you ever say that?
No, I never did. I guess it would be all right.
Who says that? Does it sound familiar?
I mean, some does. People that do.
Okay.